Weekday mornings from 11.
This is Northside Today.
And on the line now, I have Noreen Byrne, who is secretary with the 1916 Relatives Association. Good morning, Noreen.
Good morning, John.
And thanks very much for taking the call. We're going to talk about the annual commemoration at the Garden of Remembrance, which is happening on Saturday. But before that, will you tell us a little bit about the 1916 Relatives Association, how it came about?
Well, it was founded in 2014 by a small number of relatives, maybe five or six, who one of them put an ad in the paper and asked people to contact them. And the reason why it was formed is quite interesting. Apparently, over the years, several relatives were very unhappy about the state's way of commemoration. And we were coming up to the 100th anniversary of 1916, and there was a big concern. So they decided that if we all came together, spoke in one voice, that that would really, make the government pay attention. So that's what happened. And now we have nearly 3,000 members. And, a lot of them are around the world as well. So after 2016, on 2016, we were part, obviously, of the government's, the big state, commemorations, which were great. Everybody was delighted with them. But we had our own event. We started having our own event on Easter Saturday in the Garden of Remembrance, and we've continued ever since.
And you've been going strong ever since.
Yes, yeah,
that's
yeah,
fantastic. Yeah. Now, tell us about this commemoration. Is it starting off in Moor Street, I believe? And why Moor Street, if you tell the listeners?
Yes. Now, what happened was, we always have... There's a band, it's a, the veteran, the UN veterans. In other words, the soldiers who are in the UN, they're veterans, they have a band, and so they come and they participate with us every year, and so a lot of them live in Kildare, so they like the idea of parading around, because it makes a kind of a day out of the event. And then also we're working really hard on the Moor Street, trying to get Moor Street rehabilitated to some extent in relation to the surrender, or the battlefield as it's called, in 1916. That's where the leaders of the Rising ended up, in Moor Street, and that's where the surrender took place. So there's a big plan to renovate Moor Street in an old kind of back like it was in 1916.
Yeah,
and we're working with the government around that as well.
Yeah, and there was talk about that building being demolished. Has that been sorted out, Noreen?
Well, it's kind of frustrating.
Yeah.
First of all, on the left hand side, if you're going into Moor Street from Henry Street, on the left hand side are the relevant buildings, right? And it turns out that not all of them were there in 1916. So, and indeed, a couple of them towards the end, towards the Parnell Street end, they're only there since the 1960s. So some people are saying no demolition whatsoever.
Yeah.
But if that's the case, we'd be left with buildings that have no relevance at all,
Yeah.
So there's a bit of confusion about that, but the relevant buildings, which is 14 to 18, they're national monuments, and they're going to be preserved. And then the other buildings will have, there'll be like cultural buildings, a museum, and all that kind of thing. And there'll be a hotel right down at the very end. And so the design so far looks very nice. But there's a big issue among some of the campaigning groups around. Some of them are saying they want nothing demolished. But I think what's happening is they're fearful that everything will be demolished,
Yeah,
but we're not, because we're working with the developer and with the department about the design,
Yeah, and this the commemoration, it's a huge thing, and I believe the Lord Mayor would be there, and he'd be lay a wreath at the
center. Yeah, well, the Lord Mayor is a relative.
Yeah,
and I think he had, I think it was four of his uncles and maybe his mother, I think, or maybe his grandmother, was incumbent upon, and four uncles were in the GPO. So the Lord Mayor is a very active member of the association, and he'll be there, and he's like whether he's the Lord Mayor or not, he's just a councillor. He's very active on the issue of 1916 all the time. So there's lots of different things happening. Like, for example, this year is the 100th anniversary of the founding of St. Ulton's Hospital. Now, St. Ulton's was in Charlemagne Street, and it was a hospital for babies. And up to that point, there were no hospitals for babies. And Kathleen Lynn, who was one of the 1916 women, Dr. Kathleen Lynn, she founded that hospital. And so this year, there's it's the 100th anniversary of that as well. And a lot of, you know, families living in the inner city went to that hospital, poor families living in the tenements and everything. Kathleen Lynn looked after them in that hospital. So we're working to get, you know, the new children's hospital that's on the horizon, the one with all the controversy.
Yeah.
Well, we're working to get that named after Dr. Kathleen Lynn, because even though there was no such thing as paediatrics in those days, she was the kind of that was the first paediatric hospital really in Ireland, you know.
Yeah, so it's great historical information around the whole thing.
Yeah, and we're all, you know, there's a whole lot of different irons in the fire sort of thing, you know.
Yeah, right. Tell us about a few of the things that are happening on the day. It starts off in Moore Street, as we said, and then
it heads up towards the band brings us all up,
up to the garden.
Up to the garden. And then in the garden, there'll be a group called the Reenactors Group. Now, they'll be people in dress, you know, in the dress of 1916, representing the volunteers and the citizen army and so on. And then there'll be somebody, a woman called Kate O'Toole, she'll read the proclamation. And then there'll be two singers, one woman, she's the most beautiful singer. I think she'll probably sing The Foggy Dew, which is kind of associated with it. And then there's also three first-generation relatives. Now, these are relatives who are the first generation after 1916, after their parents or mothers or fathers were involved. They'll be very elderly people. So we try to get them, and they'll actually lay the wreaths. So it's a formal ceremony, but it's a very nice ceremony every year there in the garden. And so everyone's invited. We always have, it's very interesting, we always have loads of tourists and, the general public, people are in town. If they know about it, they just drop in. Because it just goes on. It's about an hour.
Yeah.
We're starting at 11:30.
And everybody's welcome.
Everybody's welcome, yeah.
And I'm reading here as well, the proclamation will be read.
The proclamation will be read by this woman. I think her name is Kate O'Toole. She is the daughter of Peter O'Toole. Do you remember Peter O'Toole?
Oh, yes, I do indeed. Yeah. Showing me age
now. Daughter, she's an actor. I think she's associated with the Druid Theatre in Galway. So she's reading the proclamation. Now, Jim Connolly Heron, who's James Connolly's great-grandson, he read it last year, but he's actually up in Belfast. There's a new visitor centre, James Connolly Visitor Centre, being opened in Belfast next weekend, Easter weekend, and he'll be up there. So this woman, Kate O'Toole, is reading it instead.
Well, it sounds like a great day.
A great day. Yeah, a great day out, so to speak.
Yeah, and it goes on for an hour. The parade goes on for an hour.
Goes on for an hour, and then the parade will be probably a half an hour, and then the ceremony itself will be an hour, and then people can go over to the teachers' club for a cup of tea afterwards.
Great.
The teachers' club is just, very close by on Parnell Square.
Great, it's very, very interesting, and it's great to see it happening every year. How many years has it been going now, Noreen?
This is our 15, 17, 18. This is our fourth year.
Very good, great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, listen, anything you want to add?
That's all. As I said, I told you about Kathleen Lynn. We're doing a lot about Kathleen Lynn. There'll be other things happening, by the way, maybe in City Hall. Later on in the year, we can kind of let you know about that.
Yeah.
And then, as well, we have the Lord Mayor himself is hosting an afternoon tea party for the first generation relatives. So they're later on the 24th of April, and they're all of them now. As I said earlier, they're all really elderly people now at this stage, you know, some of them are in their 90s. And so it's important to recognise, because a lot of those families after 1916, they really suffered, you know, there was no money and there was a lot of poverty and everything. And it's important to recognise them and the sacrifices they all made, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and then the War of Independence. And people, they had at that age, they have great stories to tell, and the great storytellers.
Last year, one of the men who brought the wreath up, I was a really old man, I'd say he's about 90, and he told me a wonderful story. He said that his father worked in the post office, Post and Telegraph, right? He was like a fitter in Post and Telegraph. And when the leaders occupied the GPO, they were trying to cut off the communications for the British communications between Dublin Castle and London, you know, to give themselves a chance to kind of get bedded down in the GPO. And his father cut the link, the wires, to break the communication. And he still has the little clippers that he used. That his father used to cut the wires.
That's fascinating stuff, isn't it?
It's fascinating, absolutely fascinating. And another thing that was very interesting this year, there was this woman, she was 95, she passed away in January, and her mother was a woman called, a girl, she was only a girl, called Molly O'Reilly, who used to play outside the GP, outside Liberty Hall. And James Connolly, they all called him Mr. Connolly, used to be going in and out and used to say hello to the kids. And one day he said to her, he talked to her, and what do you want to do for your living or when you grow up and all that? And he bought her a sewing machine. You know those
old black sewing machine.
He gave it to her, both mother and father, and brought it up for her house. Like, and the woman who died only recently, she still has that sewing machine. Isn't that amazing?
It is. It's amazing. Where would you get it?
Yeah, it's amazing. So all the families all have their own stories, of course, you know.
So if people want more information, is there a website or...
there is 1916relatives.com.
1916relatives.com, and they get loads of information there.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Noreen, thank you very much for taking the call. It's been very interesting talking to you.
And, not at all, John.
And stay in touch and let us know about different events.
I will indeed.
Okay, Noreen, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Yes, Noreen Bourne there, Secretary with the 1916 Relatives Association, and that the annual commemoration will be starting off in Moore Street and heading up the Garden of Remembrance. That's this Saturday, and it's at 11:30. So if you're in town, pop around and have a look.
Weekday mornings from 11. This is Northside Today.